Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. Still have his music. We still miss him, though. He's a great, great artist. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joanna Brandy is our guest, our good friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. We got her right out of high school at 17. And so that's the reason. So now 34, right? Joanna, you've been with me 17 years.
Gosh, we were born in the same year, Jim.
I know. Joanna Brandy. No, it's not joannabrandy.com. It's.
Well, if you went there, you'd find me. That, it is.
B-R-A-N-D-I, two N's in Joanna.
Yes, and it's returnonhappiness.com.
There it is,
returnonhappiness.com, because there is a phenomenal return on happiness in business.
You know, Joanna, the way I get happiness started in my organization is when we brought two people on this year, and I told them the same thing I've been telling people for a long time now. Here in my business, we take our business and our work extremely seriously.
Mm-hmm.
We don't mess around with what we do and with our customers, but we don't take ourselves very seriously.
Well, and that's the secret, isn't it?
And I tell them that if you can't be serious about your work and find a way to have fun doing that, then you're not going to be happy here. Is that a good way, do you think? I mean, what do you think?
Well, I think it's most important that you understand your culture well enough to be able to say to somebody, here's what's good. Here's how you can be successful here. And here's how you would fail here. So yep. If it's somebody that comes in that's not real serious about the business, then they're not going to... Mm-hmm. Listen, you guys are precise. I've worked with you a long time. You call at 8:06.
Yep.
You know,
mm-hmm.
You schedule your things ahead of time. I can, even being on the outside of your company, I can see that you're process-oriented, you're quite serious, and you're quite respectful of other people's time as well, besides mm-hmm. your own and your audience's. So that's a particular kind of culture. And... you're also fun, and you're lighthearted, and, you know, for somebody that isn't, that might disturb them, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to find people that match with your culture. You have to know what your values are. You have to know how they show up, and you have to know how to interview so that you hire people that are in alignment with the kind of culture that you have today and that you want tomorrow. So if you're looking to shift your culture, you might bring in somebody that's just a little bit different and then allow them to express themselves inside the culture.
There's one other thing that you have to do, though. If you have a culture like I just described about ours, some people will try to take advantage of that. And that'll get you fired around here quicker than anything. If you don't value the fact that we want to work hard but have fun, if that's mm-hmm. not valuable to you, mm-hmm. and you take advantage of that by slacking or whatever,
right.
then you're going to get to go somewhere else.
The word I used recently with a client is perhaps we should invite them to find their happiness elsewhere.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great way to say it.
That's a nice way to say it.
Yeah. So what are some other ways to get a happy culture, to establish a happy culture?
Well, you know, it just like with you, Jim, it really starts with the leadership. It starts with the leadership. And one of the ways to get a happy culture and to get it, let's say positive culture, because, again, that word happy is very often misunderstood because we do think of Pollyanna. We're talking about a culture that has a lot of positive capacity, a lot of ways to take advantage of all the benefits that come from more positive emotion. And the surest way to do it is for the leadership to be mindful about what they're vibrating. Are you vibrating a positive emotion? Are you appreciative of people? Are you acknowledging them? Are you giving them recognition? Are you looking for their strengths or are you looking for their weaknesses? You know, decades of research has proved that by searching out someone's weaknesses and trying to fix them, it doesn't really work.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a lot of research that proves when you look for someone's strengths and give them the opportunity to use their strengths in as many places as they can in your organization, people really like coming to work because when you get the opportunity to do what you do best, you feel good. So I think the focus of a leader is so important. When a leader shifts his or her focus to what's right rather than what's wrong, to what's strong rather than what's wrong, to what they're trying to create as opposed to what they're trying to avoid, when we focus people on a beautiful vision of where we're going and connect it to a sense of purpose and meaning, wow, we unleash that power inside people.
And if you can't get, if you're the leader, if you're the CEO, if you're the owner, founder of your company, and you don't have that kind of personality, you can't, you think you need, all the things that Joanna just said is kind of you know, not productive.
That's not personality driven.
My point is that some people can't do that. You better, you know, you probably ought to find somebody to get between you and your people.
Well, and you know, sometimes that is the case. You know,
yeah.
If you have a brilliant engineer that starts a company, he or she may have all the skills technical skills necessary, and they want to focus on that because that's
yeah.
what they do best.
And so, engineers, send all your emails to Joanna Brandy.
Oh, you know what I mean. You know,
hey,
you know what I mean. There are lots of business owners that need someone in between themselves to soften it with the people.
Hey, Joanna, good job today.
Hey,
come back
it's
soon.
Always fun.
Love you.
Thank you so much. ReturnOnHappiness.com if anybody's interested.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.